Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following program is sponsored by Dr. Booze. The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. Welcome to Living Well with Dr. Howard Booze on News 102.3 KRMG. The topics explored on the program can help people be all they can be. Dr. Booze wants to help people see that they aren't just victims of genes and germs, but they have choices, and that their choices make a difference in the quality of life and health. Living Well Live.
Hey, very good Sunday morning. Welcome to Living Well. I'm Dr. Howard Booze from Booze Chiropractic Spine Tulsa. My degree is DC, and you know, and I'm a wellness expert, and because the actual definition of doctor is teacher, I every Sunday I want to boldly step out to help change the healthcare system, because you know, we typically really only offer sick care, not health care. We're not even close to health care. You know, I've been honored to spend each Sunday morning with you these last 14 years, I believe, since about 2003, and what is that, 15 years? Wow, time flies when you're having fun. So I want to see people step out of the sick care system and into a true health care approach for you and your entire family. Did you realize that in Oklahoma, we top the list for prescription drug abuse? We top the list. I hate that. The statistics are 128 prescriptions per 100 people in Oklahoma. 128 prescriptions per 100 people in Oklahoma. That's 8% of Oklahomans abusing prescription painkillers. And these folks didn't do this on purpose. There are a lot of good folks who are fathers, mothers, teachers, preachers, and they got sucked into a system to where they needed relief, and they taught that they were taught with our society that that's what you do. You have an owie, you put a drug on it. And yet, according to Yale University, 25% of your health is genetic. 25%, while 75% is lifestyle choice. 75%. So that means you're not just a victim. You can do something. You're not just a victim to your genes, not your Levi's, but your G-N-E-S. Did you know that depression and anxiety represent the second leading reason for visiting a practitioner in Oklahoma? It's the second leading reason for visiting a practitioner is depression. Did you know that the three European countries with the highest consumption of cow milk in a nice form also have the highest occurrence of osteoporosis? Now, wait a second. That's not, it can't be right, right? We were watching an episode of Andy Griffith, and Opie was getting his quarter taken from some nickel taken from some kid, and he was afraid he was going to have soft bones, because even back then we've had some good lobbying people tell us that if we didn't drink the milk of another animal, we would begin to have weak bones. But those countries, by the way, are Sweden, Finland, and United Kingdom. They have the highest occurrence of osteoporosis, and they also have the highest consumption of cow's milk. Did you know that 80% of chronic pain sufferers are not Medicare age? They're not. 80%. They're between the ages of 24 to 64 years of age. And did you know that HMOs, they spend more money on adverse drug reactions than they do on the drugs themselves? Now think about that for a second. They spend more money on adverse drug reactions than on the drugs themselves, which always goes back to one of my favorite sayings, which is, no matter how much you spend on a bad idea, it's still a bad idea. Just quit bumping your head against the wall and realize that this is not working for you, folks. So what are your choices? So you'll don't have to be a part of the sickness model of healthcare. Now, before I answer that, I want you to do a little visualization with me just for a second. And I do this one frequently because I think it's so important. It's so important because right now it may be, you know, you're having eggs and coffee or you're getting ready to go to church and you're doing okay. But there may come a time that you're not doing okay. And what we're going to talk about right now is so important when you're not doing okay. The decisions you make could be life or death decisions. So the question I've got is do you remember the last time you were in an emergency room? Can you think back when the last time you were in an emergency room? And if you remember a time, who were you with at the time? And when you're there, kind of think about this for a second. Just play with me here for a second. So can you remember the smells of the ER, the emergency room? Do you remember the smells? Kind of antiseptic, sort of sterile, possibly. What were the people like in the ER? Were they relaxed or they anxious or they serious? And so you've got yourself to this point. Again, I don't take this visualization lightly at all. I don't at all because actually last time I was there, I didn't leave with the same person that I went with. We lost them. So what was the energy like in this ER? Was it negative or was it stressful? How did you feel? What'd you hear? What was the atmosphere like? Was it frantic? What'd you see? What did you do? Okay, here's my question. Is this the kind of place that you'd want to make important healthcare decisions? Is this the kind of place you want to sit down and make important healthcare decisions? Because it's the place most Americans make major healthcare decisions right after a catastrophe. Enter my profession, chiropractic. I don't want you or your family to make any of these major decisions, like major healthcare decisions, in an ER. Just please don't. And because the American concept of healthcare is not a way to live, but actually a way to die more comfortably, really. Think about that. We'll talk about that more here in the next half hour. But so where does chiropractic care fit in this scenario? I mean, for the most part, everybody thinks that chiropractic helps with neck pain and back pain and headaches and sciatica. Carpal tunnel syndrome. You know, I regularly receive referrals from area MDs who have these back and neck pain patients and sciatica patients that they refer to me because they think that's what we do best. And I agree, we do well with those folks. And to be perfectly honest, there's some conditions I'm not great with. I don't really value, or I should say enjoy, taking care of somebody who I know is continually feeding their body inflammatory foods on a regular basis and then wanting a magic adjustment to fix them. I wish I could help them, but I can't. And, you know, most people don't realize that the chiropractic also helps with asthma, with digestive complaints, digestive complaints like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, and acid reflux like GERD. As well as sinus problems, too, and TMJ dysfunction, lots of TMJ problems, more and more, and migraines. And what I wished with everyone knew about chiropractic is that it's a great immune system booster. And studies have shown that after a single chiropractic adjustment, just one adjustment, that your immune system can be strengthened by 400%. That's a bunch, folks, 400% to increase your immune system by 400%. And we don't talk about that, though, because it's not a big moneymaker, so it's not really put in your news all that much. But I just wish people knew that chiropractic care is also a great vitality booster. You know, we're a nation, a fatigue nation. That's why we're the Starbucks nation. We need that boost. We need that bolt, so to speak, to get our, our body's energy systems moving, and which is not really good. It's kind of like burning your yard out with fertilizer. You need to actually put good stuff into your body to make it strong. But I really especially wish people knew that how great chiropractic is helping your body deal with stress. You know, the reason I do this show is because I'm part of a large network of doctors called the Wellness Champions. And part of our goals is to offer opportunities to give you detailed strokes about your health and your wellness possibilities. And I want to do something today. I want to do something I don't do very often, but my staff goes crazy when I do this. Monica, I apologize ahead of time, but just came to me. I want to give you an opportunity today. I want to give you a little action step, and that's it. You know, usually when we do an exam, we do a consultation, we do x-rays, and then a follow-up second visit to tell you what we found. The x-rays. X-rays are so important. The cost is about $240 about normally for the first visit, generally. But today it's only $20. It's $20, and by the end of this program, that offers null and void. So, and I mean that. It's 9:16 right now, almost 9:17. So if you call my office and say you would like to get off the fence and just see if chiropractic could help you, I want to remove that obstacle that could be the financial obstacle. And I'd like it to be made out, the check to be made out to not to me, but I'd like you to make out the check to somebody, to Goodland Academy. Goodland Academy is a great youth facility here in Oklahoma. It's the oldest, I believe it's the oldest. I'm gonna have to have somebody call and let me know what the ranking of it is. It's like the oldest orphanage in the world, in the United States, excuse me, oldest orphanage in the United States, Goodland Academy. And somebody's gonna let me know about that here in a second, probably. But I'd make out just a $20 check to Goodland Academy, and because I know that cost is only one of the obstacles you face with your health. Great chiropractor once said, procrastination is the thief of health. And if you want better health, today is your day. Today's the day. And again, this offer expires. It's going to expire at 10:30 this morning. And I do this just to help you stop your procrastinating, stop thinking about it, and take action. And that's why it's only 20. Null and void at 10:30. And you can schedule an appointment for any day within the month. It's open to spouses and friends. And so pick up your phone, call 918-749-2992. That's 918-749-2992. And no one's there right now, so you'll just have to leave your name and leave your phone number, of course, and an email address. Also your text number would be great, too. Number we could text you to. As well as the best day and approximately the same about the time you'd like to come in. We'll see if we can fix that up for you. So Monica's going to be getting back with you to confirm your appointment and make sure we get all the details taken care of. But remember, our offer is for today only, and I'm serious about this. It includes the exam, the consult, the x-rays, and second visit. Again, this is normally about $240, but today it's going to be $20 made out to Goodland Academy. And again, this offer ends at 10:30 this morning, but I do it for you so you stop procrastinating. I want you to get off the fence. That's my wish for you, to get off the fence and help have a healthier you, healthier family. Hey, I've got a lot I want to cover today. Just a whole bunch of stuff I want to cover today. And we're going to talk about food today. If you're a foodie, I'm definitely a foodie. And we're going to talk about food. We're going to talk about vitalism. And I'm sure you're thinking, oh, I was hoping somebody would talk about vitalism today. No, seriously, it's going to be a fun vitalism discussion, because this vitalistic conversation I want to have with this morning may be the answer. If you're suffering from an ailment, from a pain or an ache, that it just, no matter how many pills or potions or lotions you take, it's just not fixing the problem. Let's talk about that today. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. So let's go and take our first break. Well, it's 9:20. And it's a pleasure to be with you. By the way, too, we are live right now it's Goodland Academy is the longest continuously running children's home in the United States. Again, Goodland Academy is the longest continuously running Children's Home of the United States. But we're on Facebook Live, and I wish you would join us. It's been fun. I get little notes from folks, and it is it's on a new channel. It's called Living Well, Living Well with Dr. Booz. So go on Facebook, look for Living Well with Dr. Booz, and bring us on up and get to watch the beauty of this KRMG studio. It's pretty cool. Let's take our first break. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the program. I'm Dr. Howard Booz from Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa. Got a lot I want to go over with you. And, you know, I've got something that I want to dive into. I've got like 4 minutes. I don't know if I can do this or not. But I want to talk about some pretty hearty stuff here. But you know, for the last 14 years or so, I've been on this program to talk about things that comprise a life of living well. It's called Living Well. And one frequent subject are the foods that we stuff in our mouths. And, well, some of us stuff our mouths anyway. There are those with more sophistication do it with class, but there was a place called the Cramlot Inn. I remember seeing that somewhere, the Cramlot Inn, which is not the famed hotel of days past. If you remember, does anybody remember the Camelot Inn? It's the site which is now the iconic Tulsa business Quick Trip there at I-44 in Peoria. Anyway, I completely digress, but way off track. But when I chose to do this Living Well program, I mainly want to talk about natural healing. That was my main focus, was natural healing, being a doctor that specializes in wellness. And it's what I talk about nonstop anyway, so I thought, well, why not put a microphone in front of my mouth and share it with other Okies out there? And so that's what I've been doing each and every Sunday morning since 2003. And this morning being no different, I wanted to share with you a very special place in the hearts of our family, and that's the delicious yet healthy Relays Vietnamese restaurant. Relays, I know you've seen the sign. If you're in Tulsa for very long, you've had to go by one of the locations. They've been in different locations. They're now at 91st Street, just east of Yale, on the south side of the street. But it's spelled R-I-L-E, but it's not Riley's. He told me he's not Irish. he's definitely it's Relays, but it's delicious. It's a place where the food is delicious yet healthy, and that's, you don't hear about that very often. When something's, it's either delicious or it's healthy. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's rarely the same. But at least when it comes to restaurants, you have to kind of hope that they're not just, you know, putting all kinds of sugar and everything that's not good for you on that piece of whatever it is. But Relays is the exception. It's delicious. It's healthy. And it's our family's place to go to for comfort food. They have something called a special soup. And I remember one time one of the kids was sick and their head was all congested. They were, you know, snot-filled head, and we did all we could possibly do. And so I went in to pick up some food. It's they can call in, you can pick it up, take it home with you. And I called in and I said, you know, I've got somebody who's got not feeling good. And Relay said, when he answered the phone, he said, I've got just this special soup, my special soup. And so I thought, okay, we'll give it a shot. And this special soup it's amazing. I mean, she ate the soup within like 20 or 30 minutes or less. She was feeling so much better. And I love the lemongrass chicken. It's just awesome. And it's all prepared in such a way that you know it's good, clean food. And that's what's nice about when you go to someplace, you don't have to say, well, this is going to be my cheat day just because I'm eating in a restaurant. It shouldn't have to be that way. And they have some delicious food. Like I say, it's prepared. Their Imperial Rolls, my mouth is watering now. Imperial Rolls are just awesome. But I've been wanting to tell you about this restaurant and how it's just such a warm and friendly place. It's family-owned. You can feel that when you walk in the place. And it's been fun over the years to see the whole family working there. And every so often, you'd look back in the back and see a bunch of kids sitting at a table doing their homework. And it's kind of neat to see that. So, you know, we kind of grew up that way, too. My dad was a chiropractor, and we ended up hanging around the office quite a bit. But I have 15 seconds, so I'm not going to end this segment. I want to continue because there's something I wanted to share with you about this gentleman, Mr. Relay, who has just it's amazing. So let's take our after the break, we'll come back and share something that's going to knock your socks off about this gentleman. So I'm Dr. Howard Booz from Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa. Let's take our second break, and we'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. I'm Dr. Howard Booz from Booz Chiropractic Spine Tulsa. And listen, do me a favor, would you? Would you please like me? And what I mean by that is I want you to go to Facebook and go to Living Well with Dr. Booz. It's easy to do. Living Well with Dr. Booz. It's the name of the show. And I've had a lot of folks on the other Facebook pages that I've got. I'm trying to clean my act up as far as my media goes. So if you would go to Living Well with Dr. Booz and watch us live. It's we've been the last three Sundays here on the air, and I've had about 4,000 folks actually watch this, which is really a shock to me. And not during Sunday's show, but later on during the week they watch it. So if you haven't got time, say you're going to church or something, and you haven't got time to listen to it, just tell your pastor to change the time of the service. It's not that big a deal. But if he won't do that, then go back and watch Facebook Live. Go to our Living Well with Dr. Booz, and you can get the show there. And it's like I say, it's free. It's easy to dial in. So, but I was talking about relays. When you want to eat out, you don't have to. You want to eat good, healthy foods. But sometimes you feel like you have to eat at home if you're going to eat healthy foods. But really, there's places like Relays, and I've mentioned to you about his great imperial rolls and his the lemongrass chicken is awesome, and it's all, like I say, made with good healthy foods. It's clean foods. They don't use MSG and all those types of things that some places do. And the head of the house, the owner, the husband, the father, the grandfather, Mr. Relay, again, it's spelled R-I-L-E, but it's not pronounced Riley's. He said it's not an Irish restaurant. But this morning, I really got this shock of my life because I wanted to talk about the restaurant, but I did a little Google search about Mr. Relay, and wow. I've got to read to you what I found in the Tulsa World. This is on Tulsa World Online. So you ready for this? Here we go. The article starts, Relay's frantic, desperate escape from Vietnam on the day Saigon fell to the North Vietnamese was fueled by an overwhelming desire to survive. That's compelling, isn't it? Right there. On April 29, 1975, as the North Vietnamese overran Saigon, and the few remaining Americans were being flown off the roof of the U.S. Embassy. Remember that? We all seen those pictures of all those Americans trying to, you know, get one last seat on the helicopters, and some pretty scary faces. People were upset and concerned. But Relay started driving an abandoned Jeep, found an abandoned Jeep, and started driving this abandoned Jeep around. He didn't know where he was going, it said, or what he was looking for as he sped through the streets of Saigon. And then he spotted, get this, an abandoned helicopter. And how convenient, because the article continues, Relay, a helicopter pilot in South Vietnamese Air Force, loaded the chopper with 13 passengers. He just happened to know how to fly a helicopter. He's a regular Jason Bourne here. And it continues, he said, I had no idea if it would fly or not, said Relay. When it started, I had no idea if we had enough gas to go anywhere. All I knew was that there were some American ships out on the ocean, the South China Sea, off the East Coast. So we headed east. Wow, this is movie stuff. All 13 passengers in Relay who had ditched the helicopter in the ocean next to a cargo ship because it just ran out of gas, they all survived. That's amazing. Fate, said Relay. I don't know how else to explain it. I could sure understand that. Says Relay's unlikely story of survival and success continues to this day. He owns and operates one of the Oklahoma's most successful and highly acclaimed restaurants, Relay's Vietnamese restaurant on North Street, on 91st Street, 91st Street just east of Yale Avenue. And, you know, I had no idea about this until this morning. I had none at all. And when you visit the restaurant, which you really should. You really should go eat there, not just pick up food there. But, you know, visit and eat at the restaurant, and he's always there. He greets you with a polite bow and with a shining smile. And well, I never would have thought that this polite man was such a tough guy, because he definitely had to be a tough guy to do what he did. But he probably very likely escaped death or maybe years of forced labor. But talk about a shining example of the American dream. And in the article, he says, I didn't know where I was going to go or how I was going to get there. I just knew I had to leave. He was like basically making it up as he went along, which is my life pretty much in general. But earlier, before this happened, his wife and child had escaped South Vietnam months earlier, which is good. But being a pilot in the South Vietnamese Air Force, he stayed behind to continue to fight to the end with his American allies, which is pretty cool of him to do that. And I know what my lovely wife, Christine, is thinking right now. There's a big possibility that he ran across her dad, because my father-in-law, George Bennett, was a jet fighter pilot in the U.S. Air Force during that same time, because he was teaching pilots how to fly. So, but he said when it came time to leave, he said, I had no plan. I was lucky. I found a helicopter that worked and had just enough gas to get to a cargo vessel off the coast. How lucky was I? Boy, you're not kidding. And it says, luckily, he was also reunited with his wife and son, and they were eventually assigned to Fort Chaffee outside Fort Smith, Arkansas. So didn't have a penny in my pocket, and I had no skills. But he said, we were happy. We had smiles on our faces. We were alive, had a new life ahead of us. And they moved into some public housing in West Tulsa. I like this kind of guy, because he's not too proud to do anything. He was mopping floors and cleaning bathrooms, which I've done plenty of in my time. And I like this. He said, whatever it took, I was willing to do it. I had to work to support my family. He was working about 23 hours a day, which is that's a pretty long day in the early 1980s. And he had several different jobs, but he started working at a donut shop. Apparently, he made some foods there, and somebody in the Tulsa World wrote about it. And they had so much business because of the article that he was able to quit one of his jobs. And these days, now, of course, it's got a famous restaurant. And he said, no one knew about Vietnamese food when we got to Tulsa. Of course, we didn't know anything about Oklahoma. But he said, we learned and people seemed to like our food. And it's a pretty cool story. It's neat because, like I say, the food is truly delicious food. It's also very wholesome. And it's just great to see a success story like this. He says, life's too short. Enjoy every minute. The best gift we can give is to smile. Everyone can give it. If you smile, you make people happy. And it's pretty neat because when you get there, he certainly smiles. And by the way, too, he said about 3 years ago, his father died at age 97. So, you know, these are folks who ate well, who lived well, and there's a perfect example, somebody who was able to get through some tough, trying times and end up in a beautiful place like Tulsa, Oklahoma, where he sells a special soup. So get out there and have some special soup. This is, by the way, non-paid for advertisement for this gentleman. I just think the world of him, and he's helped me and my family by serving us great foods. And I just appreciate businesses like that. And, you know, I want to take our last break because I've got something I want to get into. I've got several things I could get into. But one more time, it's RI-LE, Relays. You might say Riley, but it's Relays Vietnamese Family Restaurant, 91st and Yale. But let's take our last break. So when we get back, I've got a bunch I'm trying to decide which way to dive into this. So come, we'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the program. It's now about 9:46 and 39 seconds. And guess what? If you were to sit down and eat water, there's 21 ways to eat your water. I won't go over all 21 ways, but did you know that iceberg lettuce is 96% water, 96% water. That's a lot of water. And cucumber is 96% water. And I want to kind of bring this up because what else is pertinent to this? Spinach is 96% water. Celery is 96% water. A lot of 96s in there. But I bring it because last week we had some folks who wanted to get the salad that I talked about. It's I call it the Scott Ballard 8-layer salad. Awesome salad. And you can eat it because really – and it's delicious, And it's a paleo type diet because it's a keto diet because there's no sugar in it. There's no, it's just vegetables, really good vegetables. And if you want that particular diet, please, I believe we're going to post it on Facebook, this Facebook page, which I will do that today if you haven't done it already. And it's like I say, 8 or 9 layer salad, tastes delicious, and it's I'd like to make one every day. And just you make it, takes a while to make. It's not that easy to make, but then when you put it in the fridge, let it set 24 hours, it's just delicious. And you had to change one thing. It called for mayonnaise, and this is back in the 80s when the first thing came out. But now if you can get avocado mayonnaise, and it's just perfect. It's protein. It's perfect. So let us know if you want that. I apologize. Last time people emailed me and said, because I said email me, and I didn't respond. I apologize about that. So I promise I'll look today. I promise. So if you want that diet, that salad, it's drbooz@spinetulsa.com. 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 And I want to repeat this earlier offer. That's some of you folks have been wanting to get off the fence. You've been thinking about getting your bodies checked. And you think, well, I don't know if it's something chiropractic could help or not. I don't know if I should go. Go. Just come. Let us take a look at you. And if you've got a spine, you need to have it maintained in the first place. And usually when we do a consultation, do x-rays, we do to do a really thorough examination of a person, it's usually about $240 for that first visit. But I want to push you folks off the fence. If you just make out a check to Goodland Academy, $20. It's the longest running. It's a childcare facility. It's been down in Hugo, Oklahoma for many, many moons, and so it's going to a good cause, and so it's a win-win situation. So $20 check, and you'll get the whole thing taken care of. But the offer expires at 10:30, and I mean that because I do that for you. I want you to quit procrastinating. So if you don't call, and we can see on the phone when the person called. So if it's before 10:30, come in and you'll get the full treatment, the full everything, and just our way of saying get off the fence. We want to see you getting taken care of. Okay, I've got about 9 minutes left. I've got something that takes like probably a month to talk about, but I've got to talk about this because there's a gentleman, Jeff, if you're listening this morning. There's For 5,000 years, there's just been this debate over a key metaphysical question. I think now people are rolling their eyes already thinking, metaphysical question. Bear with me, please. We're not going to get through this entire thing, but we'll do the best we can. And the question really is, bear with me, is what is the nature of human being? It's exciting, isn't it? What is the nature of human being? And there you have pretty much two answers. We're physical beings, pretty much just machines made of chemistry and governed by physical laws like, law of cause and effect. And we're also, number two, we're spiritual. We're energy beings. We truly are. So we've got physical beings and spiritual beings. And again, hang in there with me because it really and truly pertains to you and your family. And with these two differing answers from the question of what's the nature of a human being, Each view has certain proponents because the mechanism people, which I'm not that member, uses the principle of reductionism, and they want to reduce a living thing down to its simplest component in an attempt to understand something about the whole, and they want to look at the organism to the cell. To the smallest structure, and be able to study and know about the physical being via studying each part. And they want to use that information to try to heal somebody. Now, vitalism, which is what I'm a member of, uses the principle of holism and the body's innate biological intelligence to explain life. How a system so complex, I mean, your body is so complex, it's hard to understand how you could function and adapt in this ever-changing environment. That's what we do. And the mechanist tries to manipulate and control the machine and attempt to heal it. So we want to have a specialist. You know, have a specialist for your heart, specialist for your lungs, specialist for your knee or whatever joints. While the vitalist we want to just eliminate interferences so that the organism is going to heal and repair itself, because the best doctor in the world is right inside of you. You know, modern medicine, with a prime proponent of the mechanistic philosophy versus chiropractic, was born at the height of mechanism, back when it just came into being, but built its philosophy and practice on vitalism. And I know this sounds airy-fairy, but please hang in this, because it'll talk about when we begin to strengthen you as a whole, then these problems, these conditions that you've suffered with for years, they begin to heal and resolve just in the process of life itself. And, you know, with the dream of the Genome Project, where they were wanting able to map all the human ills back to the static predetermined protein structure, in other words, bad genes, they wanted to find something they could track down. And then we begin to see these different studies, but the Prince of Vitalism has always been, it's to just strengthen the whole, to strengthen the whole. So when somebody says to me, "Hey, have you got adjustment for a headache?" It's like, well, I just adjust your spine to improve function. Have you got a problem for a rib problem? Well, I just adjust your spine to be able to strengthen it as a whole, so it can treat that by itself. And this is really simple. We cannot continue to live in a culture which comprises 5% of the world's population, but yet consume 50% of the prescriptive drugs. Again, I want to repeat that. We have 5% of the population, United States, but yet we consume over 50% of the drugs because of this mechanistic viewpoint that we want to control each element. And that's produced in this world based on this mechanistic idea that the health is the absences of disease and symptoms. And it's bankrupting our country. It's, again, no matter how much you spend on a bad idea, it's still a bad idea. But the future of health must be based on respect and recognition of a person's conscious, self-developing, self-adapting, and self-healing organism. And this is what vitalism is all about. I look at the clock, I've got like a minute and a half left. And I hate that, because I'm gonna post something on this Facebook page. Please go to this Facebook page. It's the Living Well with Dr. Booz, because for some folks who really just can't grasp, they're still not. They've never really been into healthcare. They've been into sick care. All they're thinking about is sick care, not healthcare. And so I want to be able to have you look at this new way of approaching health for you and your family. And it's exciting. It's a health is a state of well-being in which the body's functioning and its optimum physical, mental, and social well-being, to where it has the integrity to be able to get through all these different problems, these different adaptations, the different stresses that you have in your life. And the crazy thing is that these practices exist and they're scientifically proven, and they honor the dignity of each human being. And dang it, they work. They work. I was going to say damn, but they can't say on the radio, I don't think. But they work. And so I'm going to talk about this next Sunday. We're going to post this, but I have like a minute left. So the takeaway today is this, is that if it's time for you, if you've got aches and pains, you've tried every pill, potion, and lotion, you're using this mechanistic viewpoint of trying to fix each part, I want to encourage you to come in, get your spine checked, and I'm removing every obstacle I can possibly remove. I won't come pick you up, but we're right there at 68th and Yale, right there on the Medical Mile, just south of St. Francis Hotel, St. Francis, and Mahogany is my favorite steak place there. Anyway, but it's been a pleasure this Sunday. I've enjoyed it. One more thing, it's $20, like I say, $20 check me out to Goodland Academy. 918-749-2992. That's 918-749-2992. I'll see you next Sunday.
Thank
Take care.
You for
Bye-bye.
Listening to Living Well Live with Dr. Howard Booz of Booz Chiropractic Spine Center. For a complimentary consultation, call 918-749-2992 and online at spinetulsa.com. Please listen again next Sunday morning at 9 on News 1023 KRMG. Tulsa is full of construction.
That left lane is still closed northbound Highway 169. You'll need to stay the right.
KRMG team traffic will help you get through it.
It's beeping creep through the construction zone. It's going to be faster if you jump off of the highway and use Mingo or Garnett.
Enable push alerts on the KRMG app for red alert traffic advisories. And get traffic updates every 6 minutes on the KRMG Evening News with Dick Lofton.
Weather and traffic every 6 minutes for your drive home.
Weekdays 5 to 7 on News 1023 KRMG.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.